thing that is being promoted by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, God clearly condemns. No, friends, freedom is to do what the law permits, and so it is. Laws, if obeyed, keep us free. Remembering what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly stated, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now knowing all of this, let us share our experience with the illegal censorship that has been taking place, and that on a national level. When we first started the Sons of Liberty Media's national outlet, we immediately garnered a lot of attention. As a matter of fact, the first month we had over 700,000 unique visitors come to our site. The second month we had over 850,000 unique visitors come to our site. And the third month we were touching over 1 million unique visitors that were coming to our site. And we were also ranked the top 11,000 in the United States alone. Before we knew it, the rug was then pulled. All of a sudden, we noticed that our unique visitors and our page visits quickly diminished. We also found that Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. were also deplatforming domains, personal and public pages, because they did not fit the subversive narrative that they were and are in fact pushing today. Friends, this is illegal in every way. They have even gone so far as to set up what they call fact checkers, such as the CIA operation called Snopes, or they will use former CNN employees as their fact checkers. Friends, they've even put themselves up under false pretenses, of course, by labeling themselves as conservative fact checkers, such as that of NewsGuard. One of the things that we have always held to when it comes to our content on the Sons of Liberty Media is to hold to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Remember what Abraham Lincoln said when he said, "Let it be preached from the pulpit and proclaimed in legislatures and enforced in our courts of justice." People want answers. They want the resolve. They do not want more proposed and contrived issues that are left undone, and that is exactly what the Word of God in the Constitution brings. That is, if they are followed. In contrast, what we have been experiencing in America for decades is that the forced propaganda that is having a free hand at destroying our people as well as our foundations. Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels stated that if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. That's me and you. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Is this not, in fact, what Americans have been dealing with when it comes to the mainstream media's tactics, usages, and their end objectives? Why, yes, it is. Sell the people nothing but propaganda by force in leading the narrative in hopes to bring about their desired ends. Apparently, Americans have forgotten that Fake News Legalization Act, brought to you by yours truly, Barack Hussein Obama, back in 2016, which in fact is being played out today. Common Dreams on Monday, December 26th, 2016, called Under Cover of Christmas, Obama Establishes Controversial Anti-Propaganda Agency. It owns all these not-at-all-important laws are smuggled into the NDAA that are signed on Christmas Eve with basically no public debate, wrote media critic Adam Johnson. Notice also that there was no public debate. That's important because they did not want the people to know what it was that they were enacting upon them. In the final hours before the Christmas holiday weekend, U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama Friday quietly signed the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act into law, and buried within the $619 billion military budget a controversial provision that establishes a national anti-propaganda center that critics warn could be dangerous for press freedoms.
Shows it was all pre-planned.
Also notice the acronym ND. All pre-planned, folks.
BBSRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday, we were highlighting the communist slogan, and if they feel mush, they're to proceed, and if they feel you're steel, they're supposed to retreat. Well, the problem that we're having in this country is there's too many people capitulating or retreating when they should be standing up and fighting against the propagandists. The law's on our side, not on theirs. They don't have the right to lie, to defame, to libel, so on and so forth. But that's what they're doing because the people don't know the difference. For some reason or another, they think that the First Amendment actually covers illegal activity when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. And what I go back to is that of Charles D. Montesquieu, who said that liberty is, again, the right to do what the law permits. Who's the lawgiver? The Lord is. Oh, P.S., did you know that over 400 students that graduated law student, this is just a free one, folks. This is a branch off of the trunk of the topic. 400 students that actually graduated law school in America, when asked to make reference to the lawgiver, they had no idea where law came from. If they would merely look at, instead of swearing their allegiance to the bar, the state, they would understand that their rights come from God, and they would understand everything from that point on. But the problem is they have an evolutionary view of government, not a biblical view. And this constitutional republic in which we have is a biblical view, understanding concerning who we are as the institution that government has been ordained by God to bestow upon us through that government. And again, they don't know the difference. So that's why we're here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. As promised, one of the things that I continuously have done since day one in the ministry is if somebody comes at us and I know what they're doing is unlawful, I will stand up, I will turn around, and I will lawfully give it to them. Because I'm not going to stand back and allow my God-given rights to be trampled under the foot of the very ones that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died fighting against in other countries. I'm not going to allow that in my own backyard, folks. That's just how it goes. And if you want to go ahead and test your steel, you can go ahead and do that. But I'm not going to stand back and watch what's going on in this country. Hence, this is a perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about. A brand new article came out from a propaganda outlet, Inforum.com. Minnesota Rep. Hudson denies support for government overthrow after viral speech sparks criticism. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, first of all, I'm not here to defend Walter Hudson. He's a big boy. He can do that all on his own. Matter of fact, he's going to be with us in about 20 minutes here to go ahead and share with you as to how this was played out by this little useful idiot, this propagandist named Mary Murphy from this propaganda outlet called Inforum.com. I am here to stand with Walter Hudson and standing on who we are as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and taking it back to them. Because if the American people would say enough of the propaganda, take it back to those that are promulgating, broadcasting, disseminating the propaganda, you would soon find that the lies wouldn't be going around as fast as that they are and as much as they are, as we're continuously being inundated 24/7 by these that are set to do just that. That's why we call them useful idiots. But we're going to be talking about this in just a moment. I want to go ahead and set the stage before we do that. I want to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, go ahead and subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's too much of that going on. As a matter of fact, can I go ahead and show you this? Have you guys seen the barking cat? No joke. Have you seen the barking cat? The barking cat was raised with dogs. Okay? The barking cat was raised with dogs. I want you to hear him really quick so you can understand what I'm talking about. Look at this.
You want $100? Okay, okay, here you go.
Let's it's a barking cat.
Wait, you missed out on the phone. Dude, I'm sorry. It's just how the game works, man.
You know why it's a, you know why it's a barking cat? No joke.
You're going to fall.
It's a barking cat because this cat was raised with dogs. Isn't that pretty much what you see concerning the younger generation coming out of the indoctrination centers in public schools today? I mean, if you throw them to the Romans, they're going to come back as what? Romans. They're being raised up by their sworn enemies. So if you want to know why they're acting like a bunch of good little communist friends, because that's how they've been raised up. Oh, and don't forget the responsible party, the parents that were dropping the kids off to be raised up as good little communists, raised up by their sworn enemies and acting in such a fashion that they are today. And it's un-American. It's un-American every step of the way, and this is what we're going to be talking about. But I also want you to understand that the Bible clearly talks about that we're not to be deceived, because bad company corrupts good morals. This is bad company. So when you're sitting there and snuggling up to the mainstream media all day in spite of Micah 6:16, just remember, this is what you're going to take on. And this is why we continuously talk about the fact that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. When you don't do your own thinking, friends, when you're not critical of what's going on, when you're not questioning those said representatives, you are acting as a foolish individual, giving away everything that men sacrifice themselves in giving unto us. Okay? That's why we say it. Is it demeaning? If you want to take it that way, you can take it that way. But is it true? Absolutely. Bad company corrupts good morals. And so it is with the mainstream media. If you take it on a personal level, it was President George Washington that rightly said, it is better to be alone than in bad company. Absolutely it is. It's better to be consecrated as unto the Lord and to Him alone, that we might take on the mind of Christ, that we don't end up being a part of the problem. Again, Isaiah 58:12 comes to my aid, that we're to be repairers of the breach. We're to be those that are building up, not tearing down. But until it's tore down, we can't build up, right? That's why we at the sonsoflibertyradio.com lay the axe to the root of the tree over here, which is found in Hosea 6:5. Check that out when you get a moment. John the Baptist also talked about it as well. I need you to know this. In 1917, there was a man named Oscar Calloway. He was a congressman. And what he did is he entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record. And what they found out, that Time Magazine's Man of the Year, J.P. Morgan, he was a banker, a steel tycoon, a bully. He hired 12 high-ranking news managers and asked them to determine the most influential newspapers in America. He wanted to control the narrative. This is in 1917. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. This is in 1917. I'm going to pick it up right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
In today's world, where real men are both marginalized and suppressed, we need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
You know, it's interesting to me, and I'm going to get back to this thought in just a moment, but it's interesting how the world will take on and define the word respectable. And I'm talking about how they'll highlight anybody that is Christian in Christendom in the Church of America today. They look like them. They act like them. They're not on fire for the Lord. The Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And yet you see them just maintaining as controlled operatives to go ahead and maintain the flock so they go no further than the establishment allows them to do so. I mean, it reminds me of William Wallace, Braveheart, which was premised on a true story for those that didn't know. He said, men follow courage, they don't follow titles. Men have gotten this completely backwards. They follow titles rather than courage. And what's also interesting is we're called to be molders of consensus, not leaders of consensus, and yet this is what's put up in the face of the world. See, they want you to believe that the church is radical, and I'm here to tell you in exhibition, we are called to be radical. We're supposed to turn the world right side up, right? Just like Jason turned it upside down in Jason's house, and the apostles turned the world upside down. Yeah, that's right. That's what we're called to be. I mean, folks, can you imagine John the Baptist coming on the scene, a hairy guy, just like Elijah, by the way, same spirit. And interestingly enough, he comes out, he's a hairy dude. He's got a leathern girdle. He's eating honey and locusts. And he's telling everybody to repent, crying out in the wilderness. I guess that's not respectable to people, but in the face of God, in the eyes of God, it's completely respectable because that's what the Lord sent as his representatives. And it falls back to God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Americans, if you got into the Word and you have the Holy Ghost, he'll show you these things. He'll open your eyes and he'll open your ears. And it reminds me of how the Pharisees, Jesus told us to beware of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. It reminds me of the politicians. Jesus warned us about them too. And I'm talking about respectability. And look at how these guys act. They can act and look all respectable, but the fact of the matter is they're not. Here, let me show you something. Saul Alinsky said this, and this is just food for thought right now. Radicals. And he's talking about their dress. I want you to hear what he had to say. Because it's exactly right. It's exactly what we're seeing in America today. That the revolutionaries, he said, true revolutionaries, this is what he... Hey, folks, really what he's doing, he is by the enemy of his soul. Because he on his book, or in his book, Rules for Radicals, he thanks Satan. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. But this shows you how Satan mocks the things of Christ through his minions, John 8:44. Saul Alinsky, a disciple of hell who's now there where he belongs, said, "True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, they put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within." Isn't it interesting how I'm called a radical? And I'm called into question because of the way I look, but nobody ever questions the way they look, and yet look what he just got done telling you as to who they are. Wow, Americans, this is why people are confused, to say the least. It's absolutely the reason people are confused. You know, another thing, too, is if you look at the disciples, what were they? A bunch of stinky fishermen. And what did the Lord say? He said, listen, the whores and the harlots, they go into heaven before you do. And he's talking about the self-righteous, but yet that's the world and what they define as being respectable. No, you have the wrong heart if that's how you see things. And again, you need to look at the things through the lens of the Holy Ghost. Let him give you eyes to your heart, friends. He'll do so. Okay, so let's get back to that. I was just thinking about that during the break, and of course, this is live radio, and that's what we have to do, and those are those little tidbits and those little prophetic bunny trails that people need. So hopefully, we shot it where it needed to be shot, and hopefully it went right into the heart. And I'm talking about the Holy Ghost feeding those that came hungry today. 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement. J.P. Morgan, by the way, Time magazine called him Man of the Year. He was a criminal, is what he was. He wanted to determine the most influential newspapers in America. He wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought. And an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. In other words, the new narrative. Policy undermines law. Not what the law said. It was propaganda. And when the people quit dealing with the corrupt in the media and allowing them to lie, to defame, to libel, so on and so forth, to destroy men's lives, that's when they continuously... kept pushing the ball forward. The people's weakness added strength to their tyrannies and to their propagandists and their useful idiots. And so it is. So if I'm talking about 1917, they controlled the narrative. How much more today, friends, is the narrative controlled? I mean, I've given you quote after quote after quote after quote from our forefathers in the modern day, how it's supposed to be, what it's not supposed to be. I've given you quotes from the likes of president of CBS News, who said, our job is not to give the people what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That is propaganda. That is a conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. Like it or not, that's what it is. Or how about Herman Dismore? 1950, he said, the New York Times is on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view, the lawless point of view. Why? Because they wanted to overthrow our republic, which is a rule of law that God has established. What about this one? Richard Cohen, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. How is this lawful, friends? In other words, when they're pushing a sodomite agenda, our laws condemn it, but the media tries to normalize it. The people fail to be the law and condemn those that are trying to normalize what God clearly condemns. It's called felonious activity and state statute, crimes against nature, which is found in Romans 1, starting 24, go to the end of the chapter. And when the people give it a pass, they're going to keep pushing it. And that's exactly what they're doing. I have none other than Dr. Udolf Udolf quotes. I have William Casey, head of the CIA director. He said, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." But what do? They run scared from organizations like the SPLC, which is a known communist organization, just like the ACLU. Just ask Roger Baldwin, the founder of the organization. He said the end of the ACLU is communism. Americans, they're breaking the law. Are you okay with that? Here, SPLC, Mark Potok, this absolute zero is what he is. And he chooses to be so. He chose to be that. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. How come they haven't been sued? How come they haven't been shut down for their unlawful activities? Because the American people have failed to be the law that they're called to be. And if they're going to do that, again, this is exactly what we're going to get, and we're getting it. So let's go over here really quick, because what I want to do is I want you to see, I just wrote an article. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and look up on the social media platform there. And what you're going to see is Mary Murphy, another uneducated and indoctrinated useful idiot attacking America's foundation and representatives. By the way, he's going to be with us in just a moment, and I'm just going to get his take concerning what it was that she wrote about him, how it is that she took him out of context, and why she does it. We all know why she does it, because that's what makes her a useful idiot. What is the definition of a useful idiot? The meaning of useful idiot is a naive or credulous, gullible person who can be manipulated or exploited to advance a cause or a political agenda. They're not always doing it advertently. Sometimes they can be doing it in the sense of not knowing that they're being used. But I'll tell you what, folks, when they write in such a fashion that this Mary Murphy from the propaganda outlet Inforum.com wrote what she wrote, it goes further than her doing it without her knowing about what she was doing. It's a perfect exhibition of ignorance in action. What it looks like, and I just found a quote here, and this is the one that I was thinking about. We cannot continue to send our children to Caesar for their education and be surprised when they come out or come home as Romans. Well, that's exactly what we have here concerning this useful idiot that went after Walter Hudson. And folks, she's attacking our foundations once again through her ignorance. And obviously, through her purposed narrative, which was probably given unto her by her editor, which approved or disapproved the things that she wrote concerning those that were actually educating the people. In this case, Walter Hudson was merely relaying to the people and educating the people as to what the Declaration of Independence had to say. And that's what he should be doing. He should be educating those people. Because we, along with our said representatives, are in this together. And when we have useful idiots trying to take a little butter knife and try to cut down the tree of who we are, we're not going to stand back and tolerate it. We're going to come right back in just one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Fry Mueller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that in bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio.
Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 218-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know what we're highlighting right now, friends, and what I've been teeing it up for was this brand new article I just highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mary Murphy, another uneducated and indoctrinated useful idiot. I'm not calling her names. This is what she is. Attacking America's foundations and representatives. Now, the reason I'm highlighting this, friends, is because I noticed that just about a week ago, this was sent over to me and somebody had actually read this. And apparently they took it out of context, not unknowingly, I should say, not knowing within themselves as to what the whole of it had to say. And this said correspondent by the name of Mary Murphy from Inforum.com was basically misconstruing the things that Walter Hudson was saying while he was educating his constituents concerning what the Declaration of Independence has to say. And it's absolutely astounding to me. I'm a little puzzled by the ignorance of the people that continuously complain about the mainstream media, but yet when they read stuff like this, They don't read the whole article. They don't keep it into context. They don't know what our forefathers established through the Declaration of Independence and finding that three quarters of it is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that wouldn't be ruled by God. Yet they take it for face value. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and pull up our friend Walter Hudson, representative from the state of Minnesota. Walter, I got to tell you, I just, after I read that article, I just got to my point, and it wasn't because it was you or anybody else, because even if I didn't know the person, it just made me indignant concerning the ignorance that's being spewed from these said reporters' mouths, and me now knowing you, which added to your favor, is I know that's not what you were saying at all, that you were calling for an insurrection. You were calling for an overthrow of the government. Can you go ahead and give us a quick download as to what transpired? And what were your thoughts when you seen what she had written about what you had said as well, please?
Well, I'll tell the story from the beginning chronologically. So first of all, it started at a church up in Princeton where I was giving a presentation to folks there, Christians who see the need to be involved in politics. And I was actually giving them a preview of their next meeting that they were going to have, where I knew they were going to be receiving instruction in this process for utilizing the common law to put public trustees on notice when they believe that they're acting outside their constitutional bounds. And so in order to kind of tease that out, I made this reference to the Declaration of Independence, which makes it very clear that the people have the right to alter or abolish Amen. Their government when it runs afoul of its intended purpose. And so those comments were taken out of context. They were clipped by a guy named Aaron Rudolph. This is all he does, is clip things out of context and lie about what the intention was. And an author called Heartland Signal picked that up and did a whole hit piece on it. And then the Minnesota DFL retweeted that hit piece and called upon Chairman David Hand to denounce me and what have you, which I had just been brought under the party as an employee. And so this was a really dirty, cynical, lying move by basically the Democrats were behind all of this. And then the phone starts ringing with reporters, right? And Mary Murphy, to her credit, is the only one of them who like really sat down for an extended period of time and got my side of the story.
Huh.
What struck me, though, when she wrote her piece is I'll give her the credit of having corrected the record, of properly placing what I said in context. But then she goes on to talk about all these things that have nothing whatsoever to do with the story. She's talking about January 6th, and she's talking about election denial. And she's writing, going down the list of all of the talking points that the left has against Republicans and applying them to me personally. That is not journalism. I am a pundit myself. I am a commentator myself. I know what punditry looks like. That's punditry. That is not objective journalism.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, when I got my little take on it, because again, when it was sent, somebody sent this over to me. And when it was sent over to me, it was almost as if, and again, I know that they did this inadvertently because they didn't read all the way through it. I mean, at least that was my take. But it was almost like, well, Walter had his opportunity to go ahead and take a stand and he didn't take his stand. Well, when I read through it, here's the thing though, Walter. Having had the media attack me over the last 25 years in saying the opposite of what is true almost every single time, having no phone calls, no question concerning what I said, having them omit, add to, take away, whatever they want to do from MSNBC to the New York Times, I totally understood what happened right away. I totally understood what she was doing, and she was sent to set a narrative, and that's what she did her best in doing. And she wanted to poison the constituents' mind concerning Rep. Walter Hudson. And so I seen it for what it was. But here's my thing, and you were talking about this Aaron guy, and that name came up. A bell went off, and you said his name. I've seen this guy before. But here's the objective that I have is, what happens when you actually stand up and you take it back at them for lies? For their defamation, for libel, for seeking a jihad on you. They don't have the right to do that. And I know that you're a public person. I know I'm a public person, and we're told they can go ahead and say whatever they want without consequence. Well, that's not true. But this is what they're doing, and the people at large should know better as to what they're doing. But Walter, do they? What's been the feedback since people actually read that article? Has it been pro? Has it been con? Has it been mixed? What? I'm curious.
Well, nobody cared, and then we went on to win the election. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this election has, in my mind, permanently shattered both the narratives and the traditional institutions of the left. Nobody believes the mainstream media anymore.
Right.
You see it bearing out in the poll numbers of public trust for this institution. They have run their own credibility into the ground. It doesn't shake me for a second. It's when you talk about standing up, and it's a fascinating concept. There are certain like levels of, you don't want to grant people more credibility.
Right.
By pretending as though they're a greater threat than they are. What they did was tell an obvious lie.
Yep.
I made that very clear in every media interview and statement that I made afterwards. I made it abundantly clear online. I tore these people apart. And I know I won that argument because they shut up.
Yep.
Like past a certain point, they stopped talking because they knew they had lost.
Yep.
I guess
what I'm saying here is it's not giving them credibility. It's like David taking it to Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God. And in this particular case, they were attempting to defy the light, which would have been you in your position that's exposing their darkness. It's exactly what David did. But, you know, again, the lesson goes back that when you look at 1 Samuel 17, David didn't just pray about it. He went to the field. He did what nobody else was willing to do. He took the stones. He dropped them. Not only did he drop them, but Walter, what he did is he finished the job. He went over and he grabbed Goliath's sword, and then he took off Goliath's head with his own sword. That's why we have law. And to me, it's not giving them credibility. To me, it's in the sense of Deuteronomy 19:19. What they mean to do to you, you're to do back to them lawfully. And some will say, well, that's vindictive. No, it's not, because they don't have the right to defame. And this is the problem that we're having, is there's too many people that are, they're sitting down rather than standing up against those that mean to defy the constitutional republic and its representatives. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, your point is well taken. And I did say online that I absolutely could and quite possibly should take legal action specifically after Heartland Signal for being the initial proprietors of this obvious defamation, and Aaron Rupar as well. That is not off the table.
Amen.
I guess that's one of those things that there's been so much other productive work to do that I haven't gotten around to. Oh yeah, I should go back and smack these people across the face, metaphorically speaking.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes that's what it takes, because truth be told, when MSNBC did it to me in 2010, we all laughed about it because nobody knew who Rachel Maddow was. Well, they did it again in May of 2011. You were there. You seen what they meant to do. What they didn't realize is they were giving me a national platform, because when they attacked me, I didn't turn, tuck tail, and capitulate. All of a sudden, everybody in the country wanted to know what really happened because they didn't believe it the way that the mainstream media said it. And so what I did is I turned around, and before I knew it, we had 16 radio stations, and they took us, because of their attack, they took us to 160 affiliates, and now we're on national radio because of them. But we did go back with Rachel Maddow, and we did make the initiative. We flew into New York to take it to Rachel Maddow. We not only hired an attorney, but we also hired a special investigator to actually get pictures that needed to be taken to let MSNBC know and Rachel Maddow know that you are not going to do this to everybody. And I'll tell you what, that was the message that they weren't expecting, is when you stood up and you took it to them and you demanded the truth of the matter because you didn't want people believing their nonsense anymore. I'll tell you what, you really set a precedent just in doing that, because you just let the enemy know that this is the one that you're probably not going to play with, because he will take it back at us. Just think, when everybody does that, Walter, what's going to happen? They're going to have no more papers to sell. Not that they do today, but you get the point.
Well, I think we're about to see a lot of that coming out of this new administration. The appointments that Trump has been making the big one with the Matt Gaetz as attorney general, right? Like, if from that position, he has the opportunity to hold people's feet to the fire institutionally across the board, nationwide. And, you know, for little guys like me, little state representative in Minnesota, who is one of 67 members of a caucus that has one lawyer who fights for all of us, it's a little bit more for me to summon the legal power to be able to go after something, as I imagine some people regard it as rinky-dinky, getting in a fight with a media outlet. But I think you're right that if you're not willing to do that, if you can't find the resources to do that, then it gives them the leeway to keep lying and keep defaming and keep acting in the way that they do.
Absolutely. Walter, our time is up. I totally appreciate you, guy. Keep doing what you're doing. By the way, I can tell you right now, prophetically, take it or leave it, they're watching you. They're looking to put a stumbling block in front of you. They want to get you out of where you're at right now, guy. I'm sure you're aware of this. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye, man. Yep.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. Yep. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways,
you guys
to
got any thoughts, go ahead and give us a call.
Love to hear from you. In a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My goodness, folks, we're almost done. We got one more segment, 281-845-4704. What were your thoughts? I think Walter's one of the best that we have in the state of Minnesota, and I see him incrementally taking the ground. And then when he does, all of a sudden he gets whacked like this. But again, I'm glad it doesn't move him. We're not to be shaken in mind or in spirit, says the book of Thessalonians, because we're appointed to these afflictions. And I'm saying that for the very reason, friends, that we need more of those that are willing to take it to the enemy. We have to respond. Folks, it's something that we've been accustomed to. Do you know that there's still Samaritan laws in the books today? Did you know that throughout the United States that if one of your neighbors is like being attacked by somebody, do you know that you have a lawful duty to stand up and help him? No joke. Do you know that now you've been conditioned to just stay out of it because it's none of your business? Well, let me tell you something. Mankind is my business. Hey, brothers, sisters, you are my business. do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is the fulfilling of the law. And the fact of the matter is, friends, that's what we should be doing, is looking out for each other. And there's so little of this anymore today. Let's go back to this. Again, if you want to call in, would love to hear your thoughts on what Walter had to say. 281-845-4704. I don't think it's a good idea to just go allow, turn a cheek, and allow them to go ahead and continuously lie, defame. We have Alpha News here in the state of Minnesota, where Liz Collins, we've had her on the show several times, and she will tell you the whole narrative from start to finish is set. It is all contrived. And you all the well know that, Americans. So if you know that it's set, that would be the definition of propaganda. What would be behind that? Conspirators that are setting the propaganda narrative. To do what? To overthrow who we are as a people. And is that what they mean to do? Yeah. Is that what they're doing? Yeah. Is that the fruit hanging on the corrupt branches of their tree? Yeah. Let me tell you this. This is James Madison. He said this. He's the father of the Constitution. Again, we're here to educate people that want to be educated. If you don't want to be educated, we don't need you here, okay? The bottom line is I'm not saying that to backhand you, but we don't need people on live chat getting conversations going that have nothing to do with the show. If you want to do that, just get each other's numbers and shut off live chat and get away from the conversation, because we're doing some serious business here. This is called surgery, prophetically. And the fact of the matter is, people need to be armed with knowledge as to know how they're supposed to deal with these corrupt individuals that are driving the narrative. It's time to confront them. When they lie about you, deal with them. They don't have a right to lie. When they defame, deal with them. They don't have a right to defame. You get the point. James Madison said, justice is the end of our government. This is in Yorktown at the museum. It ever has been and ever will be pursued until it be obtained. Americans, let me say it this way. You're going the wrong direction when you let the bad guys do what the bad guys do. Let's just call them for what they are. Criminals. Because it's exactly what they are. You know, a lot of you guys, you're probably new over here at Sons of Liberty Radio. .com. And with that, you probably don't know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about how the media has come after me for years. Well, let me give you a little insight. When you become effective, the mainstream media will ally themselves and they will do their best to attack you. Okay. I remember NBC Nightline, I believe it was, had called me. You guys all know who Jake Tapper is. Jake Tapper sent me an email. I've got the email. He asked me if he could jump on tour with us while we were doing, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools across the country. And it wasn't, he wanted to jump on tour with us because he wanted to see what the message was. He wanted to set the narrative before he got on the bus to go into the schools with us, that he wanted to go ahead and cast into the minds of the people, like, how dare these people go in and actually educate our kids? That's what you're dealing with. Here, let me show you when I'm talking about Rachel Maddow as to what I was just talking about with Walter Hudson, so you know that it's coming from yours truly. This was back in 2010 and in 2011. I'll put a little salt on your tongue, but give you a little history as to who we are and what it is that we're not going to put up with. Watch what MSNBC did. This is 2010.
Finally, there's Republican Minnesota State Representative and gubernatorial candidate Tom Emmer, the presumptive nominee on the Republican side. A man so polarizing that there is a nationwide boycott currently against retail giants Target and Best Buy for donating to a business PAC that is supporting Mr. Emmer. Mr. Emmer's political dance card is
notice the
up
picture
with
of me right next to it from the band Junkyard Prophet.
Conservative policy okay. Positions. He'd like, for example, to amend the Constitution to keep gay people.
2010.
From that's sort of Republican orthodoxy at this point. Nothing to write home or talk on TV about. The fuel being added to the boycott fire with Target and Best Buy is not what Mr. Emmer has said as a state representative or in his campaign to be governor. It's actually more about his extracurricular activities.
Okay.
Back in 2008,
Let me give you the background, because MSNBC, by the way, when this came out, I called him, asked him to fly me into New York. I said I'd answer for myself concerning their lies and accusations. Of course, they didn't respond to me. The way I met Tom Emmer, Representative Tom Emmer, was on top of the hill of my home. Someone had brought him over to introduce him to me. That's how I met him. Tom Emmer, for the record, has always been super cool to this ministry. He knew exactly what the media was doing, what they were trying to do, and what MSNBC and Rachel Maddow are doing right here. They're trying to, again, poison the minds of the people to believe something that's absolutely not true. So let's go on here.
Emmer's campaign donated money to the You Can Run But You Cannot Hide ministry, which was founded by this handsome fellow.
So they gave us national recognition right off the bat. Not that we needed it from them, but they did.
Turns out that's the real tape. We didn't mess that up.
Not bad for second best unsigned band in the nation. And I don't know. I mean, that took place after playing five shows. So again, what are they doing? They're trying to demean us. And we have the third ranked guitar player in the world on our in the band setting. One of the things you might want to pay attention to too is, friends, the media even tried to call me a racist. Does anybody see our black guitar player? Or
this
the Hispanic singer right
it's
here.
It's called Junkyard Prophets.
Right,
and yeah, according
that's a
to the
Hispanic
band's
guy. Well, once they seen that, they couldn't go down that avenue anymore, so they had to come up with something new. So what did they do? They omitted a minute of my radio program, and that's exactly what they
right.
did.
They were voted
Listen.
Second best unsigned band in America. By whom? The founder and the magnificent drummer in the ankle socks there is Bradley Dean. It's Bradley with two E's for those of you Googling at home. Mr. Dean doesn't only use the Skins for his evangelical message. He uses his radio show as well.
Listen, Muslims are calling for the execution. By the way, the Muslims are not hiding the fact that they're calling for the execution of homosexuals. Okay, for the record.
Of homosexuals in America. They themselves are upholding
okay, they just
the
omit,
laws.
They just omitted a minute of my radio program, and then they connected the two pieces. This is what MSNBC did.
Even in the Bible, the Judeo-Christian God, but they seem to be more moral than...
The point that I was making is that they were aligning themselves with the laws to not tolerate the things that Americans are tolerating going on.
Even the American Christians do, because these people are livid about enforcing their laws. They know homosexuality is an abomination.
Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Jude 1:7, the list goes on 29 more times.
If America won't enforce the laws, God will raise up a foreign enemy to do just that. That's what you're seeing today in America.
And now remember, there's a minute missing.
Mr. Bradley with two E's later clarified that he didn't really mean to sanction murder of gay people.
Okay, so what they were doing, friends, is they were trying to put themselves in a position of being the victims. And what they've seen is that we were out there throughout the country doing high school assemblies. When you become a threat, this is what the power, these are the people that will come out of the woodwork when you become effective. That's why I understand a lot more of those people that play it safe, because they have no idea what it's like when you're in the real battle, because your enemies, Americans, are within. And what they don't want is when they push an agenda like sodomy, when they push an agenda like any other agenda that they push, they take one or two people, they try to blow them up like everybody's accepting it. And if you don't go along with us, we're going to do to you what we did to Bradley Dean. But what they didn't expect is that Bradley wasn't going to sit back and take it, nor was this ministry. And we flew into New York the next week and we took them to court for $50 million. And of course, folks, the courts are corrupt, the attorneys are corrupt, and it's not always on their side, by the way. But here again, friends, this is why we're in trouble. Because they have protected themselves in attacking, they're fortifying themselves concerning the people that they are attacking. They're fortifying themselves, and the courts are helping them do that. But what happens when the American people stand up and say, no more, you're done? I'll tell you what, that's when you start to take ground, and this is when you start to push it back in the direction that it needs to go. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.